Okay, read verse 17.
Judges 6, verse 17.
And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then shew me a sign that thou talkest with me. Yeah, so this is what we see a lot. Gideon is asking for proofs and signs.
می‌بینیم جدعون خیلی وقتا دنبال نشونه می‌گرده، دنبال علامت می‌گرده که ببینه خدا باهاشه.
Yeah, and if you look at Gideon, he's not this giant of the faith.
He's
just an ordinary guy.
انسان معمولی بوده.
But who stands out in a nation that is rebellion, that God.
اما در میان قومی که ضد خدا داشتند و قدم
برمی‌داشتند،
خداوند همون یه
دونه رو بلند می‌کنه.
و میگه من با تو هم.
Now read verse 18 till 24.
آیه 18 تا 24.
Which is talking about the sign that he's receiving. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and 11 cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the 11 cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up a fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites.
تمنا دارم اینجا نروی تا نزد تو بازگردم و هدیه خود را آورده در برابرت بنهم. خداوند گفت میمانم تا بازگرد. پس جدعون رفت و بزباله آماده کرد و با یک ایفه آرد قرص هایی از نان بی خمیر مایه تدارک دید. آنگاه گوشت را در سبدی نهاد و آب گوشت را در دیگی ریخته آنها را نزد وی زیر درخت بلوط آورد و تقدیم کرد. فرشته خدا به او گفت گوشت و قرص های نان بی خمیر مایه را برگیر و بر این صخره بگذار و آب گوشت را بریز. جدعون چنین کرد. آنگاه فرشته خداوند نوک عصایی را که در دست داشت دراز کرد و گوشت و قرص های نان بی خمیر مایه را لمس نمود و آتش از صخره زبانه کشید. گوشت و قرص های نان بی خمیر مایه را فرو بلید. سپس فرشته خداوند از نظر او ناپدید شد. آنگاه جدعون دریافت که او به راستی فرشته خداوند بود. پس گفت آه ای خداوندگار یهوه، زیرا که فرشته خداوند را رو در رو دیدم. ولی خداوند به او گفت سلامتی بر تو باد، مترس، نخواهی مرد. آنگاه جدعون در آنجا مذبحی برای خداوند بنا کرد و آن را یهوشالوم نامید، که تا به امروز همچنان در عفره متعلق به ابی عزریان باقی است.
Yeah, so Gideon is asking for the sign. And then he gets the answer. And of course, the next thing is that he is panicked. Yeah, because he's afraid he will die. Because now he has seen an angel of the Lord face to face. Now, why were they so worried about that? First of all, Moses had said, hey, Moses will say, actually, no, had said, they will, if they see God, nobody can see God face to face and live. Yeah, so he was scared of having this interaction with his angel. And of course, he had the story of Jacob when he's struggling with his angel. And also talks about having seen the face of God and he's thinking, I'm not Jacob, I'm just Gideon. Yeah, but God's tells him, don't worry, you will live. He builds his altar, calling it Jehovah Shalom.
پرستش خداوند رو می‌سازه و میگه
یهوه
سلام.
Means peace.
سلام یعنی سلامتی به آرامش.
God is encouraging Gideon. God is confirming Gideon and preparing him for something he's going to ask him to do very shortly.
چیزهایی رو که خیلی سریع ازش میخواد انجام بده.
Yeah, because he wants him to accomplish something.
چون میخواد که یه کاری رو انجام بده.
Yeah, I am with you.
من با تو هم.
Yeah, I'm giving you the sign. You know that I'm talking to you.
میدونم که باهاتون دارم صحبت میکنم.
Oh, but I'm a poor family.
اما من آدم فقیر.
I'm the least in my father's house.
من کمترین کسی هستم. من چیزی ندارم که بدم بهت. هیچی ندارم.
I want you to accomplish a great work.
که تو کار بزرگی رو انجام بدی.
I want you to deal with this nation.
میخوام که قوم خداوند رو ببینی.
You'll succeed if you obey me.
و موفق خواهی شد اگر.
So then the first challenge comes.
اولین سوال به وجود میاد.
Verse 25 and 26. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take their father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that their father had, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down.
اما شب خداوند به جدون گفت گاو پدرت و گاو دیگر که 7 ساله باشد برگیر و مذبح بعل را که از آن پدرت است در هم بشکن و اشیرهی را که کنار آن است قطع کن و بر فراز این مکان بلند برای یهوه خدایت مذبحی چنان که میباید بنا نما و آن گاو دیگر را گرفته با چوب اشیره که قطع کردیم به عنوان قربانی تمام سوز تقدیم.
Yeah, so his father
پدرش.
Yeah, owns an altar to Baal.
Yeah,
and in a moment we'll see that this is actually something is important in the city. So it seems like that his family is like the proponents of Baal worship in his city. And God tells them, tells Gideon, hey, go take down that altar. Yeah, just destroy it. And build a new one for me. Yeah, take it down. Take the wood and burn it. Do these sacrifices, cleanse this place. Now, this does take some courage.
Yeah,
Gideon is about to go against his family. And against the city. Yeah, destroying this altar of this false god. Verse 27. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night.
پس جدعون 10 تن از خادمانش را برگرفت و مطابق آنچه خداوند به او گفته بود عمل کرد. ولی چون از خاندان پدرش و از مردان شهر میترسید، این را نه در روز بلکه شبانه انجام
داد. گیدین اوبید.
جدعون اطاعت.
And of course clearly Gideon is afraid.
مشخصه که جدعون
نمیخواد. He doesn't dare to do it in daytime.
نمیخواد تو کل روز انجام بده.
So he sneaks there in the night.
شبانه این کارو میکنه زمانی که بقیه نمیتونن ببینن.
But I just had this miracle, this God confirming, consuming his offering. Why is he not more bold?
خداوند داره قربانی میکنه.
Like I said, Gideon is an ordinary man.
آدمی است
like you and me.
مثل من و تو.
God is pleased with him.
خداوند ازش راضیه.
But he's fearful.
اما میترسه.
Yeah. And it should be again be an encouragement to
بازم
us.
باید تشویقی باشه برای من و شما.
Yeah, because we can relate to that because
چون بعضی وقتا ما
we are like that. We are not perfect.
ما هم کامل نیستیم. ما هم ضعف داریم تو زندگیمون.
And really, what would you do?
اگه شما جای جدون بودین چیکار می‌کردین؟
Yeah, if God told you, go bring down this pagan worship statue.
این بوتی رو که بابات ساخته رو بیار پایین.
I don't know. Did they have still a statue of Athena in the Acropolis?
Yeah, kind of.
Now, imagine God will tell you tonight or for go there and just take it down.
Acropolis. اون مجسمه آتینا رو بکشین پایین.
Yeah, and you know that everybody was loving this thing.
میدونی که کل یونان عاشق اون مجسمه هاست.
I wonder what
destroy all the masks.
چیکار می‌کنی؟
Or this black stone, yeah?
اگه برین کعبه اون سنگ سیاه درارین. شما تنهایی برین کعبه سنگ سیاه درارین.
You could imagine that Gideon was afraid.
سی داشت جدون اون لحظه.
Yeah, because things would come down on him.
چون اتفاقی میفته به محض اون قدم رو برداره.
Yeah, if they would figure out that he had done that.
واقعا مردم بفهمن که این داره این کارو
میکنه. Gideon needed to make a choice.
باید تصمیم بگیره میکنم یا نمیکنم.
Did he fear his life more?
آیا از زندگی میترسم برم اونجا؟
Or did he fear the name of the Lord more?
یا از خداوند بیشتر؟
Now the crucial part is that He obeyed.
In spite of his fear. با همه ترساش
In the face of dire possible dire consequences.
زمان سختی ها، زمان مشکلاتی که براش به وجود اومده کبیر زندگی.
Gideon was the right person to take down an altar because
اون کسی بود که باید میرفت اون معبد بت پرستی رو نابود میکرد چون واقعا خدا ترسیش بیشتر از ترس دنیویش بود.
Of course, in the end, with God's help.
با کمک خداوند.
Yeah, with God building him up.
وقتی خداوند بناش
کرد. He did obey God.
آخر سر از خداوند اطاعت.
Even though he did it in the night, he obeyed God.
با اینکه شب این کار کرد. خداوند شبانه این کار کرد ولی باز این کار کرد.
Then the next morning comes.
بعد فردا صبح بلند میشه.
He's safe.
فکر میکنه جاش امنه. اوکی کسی ندید.
Read verse 28 to 30.
آیه 28 تا 30.
And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cast down that was by it. And the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who has done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, had done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son, that he may die, because he has cast down the altar of Baal, and because he had cut down the grove that was by it.
که مذبح بعل در هم شکسته و عشیره‌ای که کنار آن بوده قطع شده و گاو دوم نیز بر مذبحی که بنا شده بود قربانی شده است. پس از یکدیگر پرسیدند چه کسی این کار را کرده است؟ چون تفحص و پرسجو کردند گفتند جدعون پسر یوآش چنین کرده است. آنگاه مردان شهر به یوآش گفتند پسرت را بیرون بیاور تا کشته شود، زیرا مذبح بعل را در هم شکسته و عشیره‌ای را که در کنار آن بود قطع کرده.
Yeah, so they checked the security cameras and it came out. It was Gideon.
دوربینای سکیوریتی رو چک کردن و عکس گرفتن.
If you involve 10 servants in your scheme, chances are that they're going to talk about that.
اگه 10 تا کارگر ازش استفاده کردی.
Guess what we have done last night.
ببری ازش استفاده کن. مطمئن باش یکیشون حرف میزنه. یکیشون لو میزنه.
Gideon is asking us to help us to tear down this altar.
Oh, جد اون گفت برین اینو خرابش کنین. بالاخره یکی میگه.
So they figured it out. And the whole city now is after.
و کل شهر
دنبالش. And they knocked the door of his dad. Like, hey, give us Gideon. We want to execute him.
میخوایم بکشیمش.
Yeah, so... So we can see why he had some fear.
میدونی چرا جدون میترسیده دیگه؟ واقعا ترسش هم واقعی بوده دیگه.
Yet he did obey God.
اما با همه ترساش
God did protect him.
و بازم میبینیم که خداوند ازش حفاظت میکنه.
Read the response of his father.
جواب باباش
31-32. And this is where we can actually see starting change.
And اینجا تغییر رو تو قوم اسرائیل میبینیم. به خاطر اطاعت جدعون تغییر رو تو قلب مردم
میبینیم. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore, on the day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he had thrown down his altar.
ولی یوآش خطاب به همه آنانی که بر ضدش برخواسته بودند گفت آیا شما از حق بعل دفاع می کنید؟ آیا شما او را نجات می دهید؟ هر که از حق بعل دفاع کند تا بامداد کشته خواهد شد، زیرا اگر بعل خداست بگذارید خودش از حق خودش دفاع کند، زیرا که مذبحش در هم شکسته است. پس در آن روز جدعون را یروبعل نامیدند، زیرا گفتند بگذارید بعل در برابر او از حق خود دفاع کند. از آن روز به بعد مذبح بعل را در هم شکسته از آن رو که مذبح بعل را در هم شکسته.
Yeah, so things are suddenly turning around.
یهو عوض شده شرایط.
His father was the greatest worship supporter in the village. It's his
supporter پرستش بعل.
It's his altar.
خودش ساخته بود اون مذبح رو.
He starts expressing doubts in regards to is Baal actually a god.
در مورد بعل اعلام میکنه. آیا واقعا بعل خداست؟
And of course he probably wants to spare his son as well.
درسته قلبش برای پسرش بود و میخواست حفاظت کنه از پسرش.
Yeah, but he says, hey, we don't need to plead for Baal. If he's a god, then he can take care of himself. He can defend himself.
خودش دفاع کنه. خودش میتونه نابود کنه اون کسی رو که نابودش کرد.
Yeah, let that Baal deal with my son.
بعل با پسرم کنار بیاد. بذار بعل نفرینش کنه.
Actually, if you don't do this, if you don't let Baal plead, I will put you to death. Yeah, let him be put to death while it's at morning. Verse 31.
بذاریم بعل این کارو کنه. اگر بعل این کارو نمیکنه تو میخوای این کارو کنی.
He will plead for Baal, let him be put to death.
هر کسی که جای بعل میخواد بجنگه بذارین او
The obedience of Gideon has caused some change in that village, in that family.
اطاعت جدعون تغییر رو تو قلب پدرش، قلب خانوادهش و قلب شهرش.
And of course, his faith is now built.
حالا ایمان جدعون ساخته میشه.
Yeah, he is even has a name now.
حالا نام داره.
Which he contends with Baal, he's against Baal.
چیز که جنگش شروع کرده با بعل حالا جنگش با بعل ادامه میکنه.
Baal stands for Satan. That's a good name to have, but you are against that.
ضد شیطانه. بعل یعنی ضد شیطان.
And of course, Gideon doesn't get executed.
بعد همونجوری هم که میدونین جدعون کشته نمیشه.
Yeah, and this act of obedience, this experience, this event makes him ready for the next thing that God wants him to do.
ادامه میده برای کاری که خداوند میخواد انجام بده.
Yeah, verse 33.
آیه 33.
And 34. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him.
آنگاه روح خداوند جدعون را برگرفت و او کرنا نواخت و ابی ازریان برفتن از پی او فراخواند.
So again we see the Midianites and these two other armies that join. They come into the land with a goal to destroy it and destroy it. And the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon.
روح خداوند روی جدعون.
And he says blew the trumpet.
در حقیقت کرنا میزنن شیپور میزنن
and he gathers his one family after him
یه خانواده رو دورش جمع میکنه
now notice that Gideon is more bold now
میبینید جدعون شجاعتش بیشتر شده خیلی
بزرگتر شده of course that is a result of the spirit of God coming on him
به خاطر روح خداوندی که بر روش قرار گرفته
اون
شجاعت رو
بشه we're not taking this
ما اینو قبول نداریم
we are going to go deal with this army
ما با این ارتش
we are going to go fight
ما میریم میجنگیم
Yeah, initially it's only one family that joins, but then later on we see others joining.
Yeah, in verse
35. Yeah, but when we are living right before God,
when
we are walking in the Spirit, that brings boldness. That we are willing to step out
when
the necessity or the opportunity arises.
35,
and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him, and he sent messengers unto Asher, and to Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them.
جدون قاصدانی به سر تا سر منسی گسیل داشت و ایشان نیز فراخوانده شدند تا از پیش بروند. او همچنین به عشیر زبولون قاصدانی فرستاد و آنها نیز به ملاقاتشان برآمدند.
Yeah, so now he has a small army that is supporting to go out and fight.
Now,
he sounds very bold on the outside now. But then the next thing is he's just in private going to talk to God again. Like, hey, is this really what we're supposed to be doing? Yeah, he's doubting, he's fearing. And he's asking again for a sign. Go to read verse 36 till 38. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside. Then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, and for he rose up early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water.
آنگاه جدعون به خدا گفت اگر مطابق آنچه فرمودی اسرائیل را به دست من نجات خواهی داد اینک بر خرمنگاه پشم گوسفند می‌گذارم اگر تنها بر این پشم شبنم یافت شود و تمامی زمین خشک شود آنگاه همان است که مطابق آنچه فرمودی اسرائیل را به دست من نجات خواهی داد و چنین شد جدعون فردای آن روز سحرگاهان برخاسته
Yeah, so he asked for this sign. Yeah, let the ground be dry and the fleece be wet. And God grants him this sign. And then he's thinking, maybe you should ask another thing. What if somebody would have poured something on it? Yeah, maybe I asked for the wrong sign. Yeah, so then we read in verse 39 that he's asking for another sign. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground.
این بار تنها پشم خشک بماند و بر تمامی زمین شب نباشد. پس از آن شب خدا چنین کرد. فقط پشم خشک ماند اما بر تمامی زمین شب نباشد.
Yeah, let's turn this around now.
حالا برعکسش کنیم.
And God performed this miracle also.
بازم خداوند این معجزه رو کرد.
Now, was Gideon the superhuman?
ولی زمین شب نگرفت.
No. His background wasn't special.
آدم خیلی بزرگی بود. نه خیلی شریعت بزرگی نبود. کم کوچکترین تو خانواده‌اش بود.
He's actually quite fearful.
Insecure.
Yet he is a man that God is pleased with. God is with him. A man that sticks out from the nation of Israel. A man that in the eyes of God is a mighty man of valor. Even though he has fears, even though he seeks out the signs.
Yet,
it's a man that obeys God. Even in the face of doubt and fear. Yeah, starting with taking down his altar of Baal. So the lesson of today is a lesson of obedience to God's word.
That when we
live in obedience to God's
word, God
can use us to do great things. God is searching for individuals who want to live right before him. Obey his voice. Yeah, regardless of what the consequences potentially could be. And regardless of where we come from. Yeah, our background, what we can bring to the table. God can use you even if you don't have any papers at the moment. It doesn't matter. God can use you if you're completely broke. It doesn't matter. What this matters is that God can say to you, I am with you. I'm against the city. I'm against this nation. They do wicked things. I'm against these lame Christians who refuse to obey my words. We'll just pick and choose whatever they like.
هر چی که دوست دارن انتخاب میکنن، هر چی که دوست ندارن برمی‌دارن.
But I'm for the one who walks uprightly before me.
با کسی هم که در مقابل خداوند قدم میره و از خداوند میخواد اطاعت کنه.
That's the person God can use.
اون کسی است که خداوند میتونه ازش استفاده کنه.
Oh, I will work myself up. I earn a lot of money. I get a high position.
پول زیاد کار میکنم، پولدار میشم.
I can change my community.
اون موقع است که وقتی پول رسیدم میتونم از جامعه‌مو عوض کنم، بعد کشورمو عوض کنم.
Your usefulness to God is not dependent on what you can bring to the
table. آیا چه سودی برای خدا خواهی داشت؟ مهم نیست که تو چقدر ثروت داری و چقدر مقام داری. هیچ ربطی به اون نداره.
If you're poor, the least.
چه فقیر باشی، چه کوچکترین باشی، چه هر چه باشی.
Gideon is not a great man of faith.
جدعون همچینم ایمانش قوی نبود.
It doesn't matter.
مهم نیست.
God builds him up.
خداوند بلندش
کرد. God gives him more confidence.
خداوند شجاعت بیشتری بهش داد.
Yeah, that's why I love the story of Gideon.
داستان
جدعون. Because we can relate to Gideon.
چون من و شما هم میتونیم مثل جدعون باشیم.
If you have a guy like Daniel.
اگر کسی مثل دانیال باشه.
We cannot relate to him.
نمیتونیم مثل دانیال رفتار کنیم. چون دانیال شجاعت بزرگی داشت.
We never see him doing anything wrong.
دانیال هیچ اشتباهی نکرد و شجاعت عظیم.
Of course, he did have sin.
بله، دانیال هم گناه کرد.
Daniel is just super guy in the Old Testament.
خیلی قوی
بود. Gideon
is آدم بزرگی بود.
نمیتونیم با او رفتار کنیم. He's afraid.
مقایسه کنیم. اما جدعون مثل من و شما ضعیف داشت.
He doesn't look very great.
مثل من و شما ضعیف بود.
Yet,
اما خیلی آدم بزرگی
نبود. In spite of all these things,
اما با همه این
acts and obeys God. And when he does these things, God is able to use him for greater works. You can be a complete nobody. What matters is that God is with you. And we can do great things in Greece. Or in the nations we come from.
Iran, Afghanistan, Poland,
America. Yeah. If you want to do that, we need to
work
right before God.
اول از خداوند اطاعت
کنیم. We need to be obeying God. I'm willing to
اطاعت کنیم از خداوند و حاضر باشیم
قدم‌های اطاعت رو برداریم.
دیگه یواش یواش فیلتر نکنیم اون که دوست داریم برداریم اون که دوست نداریم.
Yeah, we can be Gideons.
و بتونیم جد اون نسل خودمون
باشیم. Act anyway.
اگه شک داری،
you fear, you're scared.
میترسی، بازم قدم بردار.
Do it anyway.
انجام بده.
And obey what God has asked.
اطاعت کن اون چیزی که خداوند ازت خواسته.
Amen.
آمین. If you put